You're listening to SBS News.
When United States President Donald Trump shifted the US Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem late last year, it sparked outrage and protest around the Arab world. Most countries had long avoided recognizing Jerusalem as the Israeli capital because of the city's disputed status. The city is holy not just to Jews, but also to Muslims and Christians, and it is a major flashpoint in Israeli-Palestinian territorial disputes. But now Prime Minister Scott Morrison has raised the prospect of Australia following the US move.
What we are simply doing is being open to that suggestion as a potential way forward. And I'm not going to close my mind off to things that can actually be done better and differently to aid the great cause of Australian foreign policy. And that's all we have said today. We're open to that discussion, and I look forward to pursuing that with people and colleagues and leaders around the world.
The Prime Minister denies he is acting now because of the weekend by-election in Wentworth, a seat where around 20,000 voters identify as Jewish.
Now, I've obviously, over the last 7 weeks, have had quite a number of discussions, not just in Sydney, but in Melbourne and other parts of the country, about these issues. And people from the Jewish community have been raising with me from day one. It was literally put to me in the first couple of days of me becoming Prime Minister. And I'm not rushing into anything here. But what I am doing today is recognising what is a real concern in the Jewish community in Australia.
Mr. Morrison says he is taking advice from the Liberals' candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel. Mr. Sharma has argued recognising Jerusalem is consistent with Australia's commitment to achieving a two-state solution for the Israelis and Palestinians, because any boundary solution would probably involve dividing the city between them. But opposition Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has accused Mr. Morrison of abandoning long-held bipartisan policy in a desperate bid to hang on to Wentworth.
And does anyone actually believe he'll carry this through? He's just posturing ahead of a by-election that he is desperate to win in order to hold on to a slim majority. Let's be clear. The moves that Scott Morrison is floating today is a position that was not held by Alexander Downer, was not held by Julie Bishop, was not held by Malcolm Turnbull, and guess what, wasn't held by Scott Morrison just a couple of months ago. But this is a bloke who's prepared to do and say anything to try and hold on to his parliamentary majority.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne recently met with the Trump administration in Washington, but the Prime Minister rejects any suggestion Australia has been pressured to follow President Trump's move.
I have made this decision without any reference to the United States. It has not come up in any discussion I've had with the President or with officials. Maurice has just recently been in the US. There has been no request and there has been no discussion with the United States. Australia makes its decisions about its foreign policy independently.
Senator Payne was asked whether the decision could sour relations with predominantly Muslim nations, particularly Australia's northern neighbour, Indonesia.
We've obviously briefed the Indonesian ambassador here in Australia and communicated through our embassy in Jakarta with the Indonesian foreign minister, and we'll continue those conversations. I think it's a conversation that we're having. We have to explain, and we are doing that this morning with the release of a press statement and this press conference this morning, and we'll continue those conversations.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.